Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you because 2025 is going to be much worse than 2024 is. And a lot to cover. Please don't forget to hit the like button. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel. And today we have a sponsor, Patriot Gold, and I will talk about them in a bit. First things first, guys, we've all seen the changes in 2024. We've all seen the challenges with businesses, trying to keep employees, the massive layoffs, everything that's happening. Here's the one thing that's wild that you cannot deny, and that is that fast food is no longer a deal. First things first, McDonald's. The CEO, Chris Kempinski, steps forward and he says, listen, we've had a challenge in 2024 and it's only going to get worse. We see the first quarter of 2025 being a huge problem. So guys, think about this. That's Americana. That is the cheapest way to eat, was their 99-cent meals, deals that they had. They have nothing like that anymore, guys. You're seeing right now Big Macs go as high as $18 for a meal. Connecticut showed that. No one can afford this. I had people over at the house, they would just drive over to McDonald's, get us food for 2.5 people, because I barely ate anything. It was $38, guys. That's insane. It's too much. And they know the difficulties. For the first time ever, McDonald's had a drop off in same store sales. So stores dropped in sales this year. And they don't see it getting any better. Well, gee, Dan, it's kind of gloom and doomish. It is. It's real right now, guys, because what you're seeing right now, I'm at the conservatory. What you're seeing right now is that people cannot afford this. People cannot afford to go out and eat fast food. People are cutting back, and it's only getting more expensive. And they know it's going to get more expensive right now. So that's what they're talking about. And that's what he's admitting, is that we haven't seen anything yet. You're going to see McDonald's close at a record pace between now and the end, middle of next year. You're going to see this. And what's interesting with this is that when you see same-store sales go down and you see the franchisees have all these difficulties, it's just a matter of time until something major happens. Now, gee, Dan, it's kind of different, kind of strong for you to say this. Webster Lambert is the main French fry supplier for McDonald's and for other places. They're having a difficult time. They're just closing one of their biggest locations in Washington State, Washington Fries, and can't have to get rid of it. 400 people are going to lose their job. Huge, huge, guys, and they can't make money on this. And now McDonald's fans are saying, this is terrible that this company is doing this at this time. It's nonsense, guys. They can't make money. They're not selling fries. Think about this. When you have, you know, one customer, McDonald's, that's one thing. These guys have probably 100 that are not buying French fries right now. Isn't that crazy to think about? So when you have a supplier that's this big that goes out of business, this is affecting everything right now. Absolutely everything. A lot of people here today. Now, but to add to this story of why it's going to be difficult in 2025, I want you to think about this. We have all, every single one of us that have gone out, have shopped at a convenience store. I'm talking a liquor store, a small store, whatever. 7-Eleven is the main one. You've got 7-Eleven, you've got Circle K. 7-Eleven right now is having such a difficult time. The franchisees are not making money. People are walking in there and buying the bare necessities. They're not buying anything that they used to buy in these stores. 7-Eleven is going to close with what they call a strategic pivot. I love when they name things and label things like this because it's insane. It's not a strategic pivot. It's out of survival. They're going to close 444 stores in early 2025. That is insane, guys. 7-Eleven's not making money, but the economy's good. right now. Now, it doesn't matter who gets in the White House. You're going to see the crash of all crashes right now. So when 7-Eleven cannot make it, nothing can make it. You would think that, well, people are always going to go buy a soda. You don't want a $3 soda right now. You just don't want to do it. So with that being said, you're seeing all these cutbacks and all these closures. But what other franchises are going to go out of business? You know, last year, I was blown away. Firehouse Subs sold, and they labeled this, you know, they listed this place for almost $1 billion. And it was outrageous. I mean, you're seeing these sandwich shops and places like this that are completely upside down, not making money. Subway, complete desperation with what they're trying to do to stay open right now. So who's next? Who's going down next? But if you think, hey, this is going to be some light switch, it's going to get flipped after Election Day, you're right. It's going to get switched off is what's going to happen. So what else is going to happen? What else is going to happen? When you see farmers starving, when you see farmers not being able to sell crops from vegetables to everything, you've got a problem. When you see stores like Home Depot and Lowe's that are really hurting, and lumber prices are only going to go up right now, guys, you're going to see this go through the roof right now. So mark my words, you haven't seen anything yet. But when McDonald's does this, this is the beginning of this. This is the beginning that there's a major problem. You can call it, oh, we may dip into recession next year. Nonsense. That's where we're at now. And it's going deeper right now. So with the deepness of this, it's going to get crazier. Let me know what you think about this so far. And do you think it's going to be better in 2025 or worse in 2025? Better or worse? You just list it in the comments below, because I think you haven't seen anything yet, guys. Let's talk about our sponsor, Patriot Gold Group. Guys, as we get closer to the election, one thing that you can count on is uncertainty in the marketplace and uncertainty in the economy. You can protect yourself, your family, and your future by getting yourself into precious metals. Contact number one rated Patriot Gold Group, 888-330-1431. Get a free investor guide. Find out how easy it is to buy gold. They're number one rated for 8 years in a row now. 8 years. Their customer service is second to none. But look at what all the central banks are doing. They are buying gold at a record pace right now. You need to protect yourself and get yourself precious metals. It's very easy. Contact them today. If you don't want to call, use the link below. Contact number one rated Patriot Gold Group today. Do it now before it's too late. But protect yourself, protect your future and your family. So many of you have done this, and you need to continue to do this, you know, right away, guys. Reach out to Patriot Gold Group, 888-330-1431. Let them know that Dan from I Allegedly Sing. How about this one? Boeing is going to lay off 10% of its staff because of the machinist strike. And Boeing, think about this. Think about this number. Is losing $50 million every day. Every day, Boeing loses $50 million. So, you know, this just shows that this could seriously damage this company. I know it's damaging vendors. I know that there are people that are on the verge of bankruptcy right now because they work for these suppliers that are getting laid off right before the holiday season. Here is the thing. What's going to fix this? If they settle it, Boeing pulled back their 30% offer for a 30% pay raise and said no. Then you get the one and only Jamie Dimon, who steps forward, and you had blowout earnings from J.P. Morgan. J.P. Morgan's making a ton of money right now, but Jamie Dimon steps forward and says, listen, there's so many geopolitical problems right now. We need to understand the severity of this and understand that nothing is going to fix this right now. It's going to get worse before it gets better. He's concerned about the human suffering here, abroad, all over the place. So you're going to see that only get worse. So again, another week, another Jamie Dimon, warning for us. Now, the other thing that's crazy right now is Domino's Pizza. Domino's Pizza is having a pizza war right now, and their CEO says, listen, I got to get this guy's name. Russell Wiener. Russell Wiener sells pizza, and Mr. Wiener is talking about how Domino's, these are fighting words. We're killing it right now. We're doing great. We have a better menu, lower prices, higher quality ingredients. And this guy, you can read the article below, but this guy is just sitting there saying that whatever problems that they're presented with, they're going to deal with this. So, you know, Domino's, when I was broke, they used to have a three-topping pizza that you pick it up, and it was $8 for the kids. And you get this, you get this, you get, and it was great. It was the greatest thing ever. That stuff doesn't exist right now. But, you know, Domino's, has anybody eaten a Domino's lately? I haven't. I should try it. So let me know what's a deal out there. What is a food deal right now? And don't say Marge makes great biscuits and gravy on the corner, because I get people to do stuff like that. If you're ever in Duluth, you got to come by, Dan, because we got some good food over at Marge's place, okay? I'm talking about all of us, okay? Let us know. How about this one? The FBI went out and set up its own cryptocurrency to catch scammers, to see if people would try to manipulate it, try to steal it, try to do tax fraud, everything, okay? I am not a crypto guy at all, but they seized $25 million in other people's cryptocurrencies and arrested a bunch of people and found out that they were ripe for scamming. So is that fair? Is that entrapment? Or is that just our government doing the right thing? But set up this great, you know, read the article below. You can talk about the coin that they set up. And the coin that they set up is kind of wild because it just was right for people to go out and manipulate this stuff. That's the other thing. I was talking to my accountant, and he was telling me the problems that you're going to start to see with all these FBI agents, IRS agents, that are going to go after people. It's going to be huge because people have lied about their earnings from cryptocurrency. I don't need to report that. You're going to have to report it. So it's going to be interesting. From a guy that doesn't own cryptocurrency, you guys are going to see huge, huge problems with this. Next thing is, we talked a lot about commercial real estate. Think about this one. Somebody sent me this one. Great story. Detroit Free Press is talking about how the riverfront condos and riverfront buildings in Detroit are all going to go into, they're in delinquency right now, and they're going to go back to the bank. There's three buildings. Two are apartments. One are condos that they sold people, but they all had Freddie Mac loans that are government-backed, and people cannot afford these payments. Think about it. You've got tenants in those buildings paying rent, and they're not making the mortgage payment, and now it's going to get taken back from the bank. You haven't seen anything yet. This is the beginning of this, and you're going to see beautiful buildings like this. It's stunning. Buildings are right in the river. It's really nice. But you're going to see this happen more and more. You haven't seen anything with the commercial yet. This is after the election. This is going to be chaos as far as the number of businesses that are going to get turned back to the bank. Mark my words, guys. Mark my words. Well, this is it. Down to the wire. Bob's trading class is going to happen October 15th at 1:30. Sign up for it. Go to bobstradingclass.com. You're going to have 2.5 hours with Bob Kugla to learn stock trading. It's what you guys have asked for. So many of you have signed up for this. It's going to be absolutely amazing, but you're going to learn everything from the one and only trade genius. Check it out today. Please, guys, this is it. This is, sign up for it. And it's going to get shut off later on today, and that's that. So go to bobstradingclass.com. It's very reasonably priced. Check it out. But this is it, guys. The last warning for this thing. I'll see you at the event. Clare, Michigan. Don sent me this story. I thought it was an old story. You're seeing more counterfeit bills come out of ATM machines right now. I'm telling you guys, nobody does this. Nobody gets their cash out of the ATM and inspects it. You have to now. You've got to understand that the feds, the FBI, Secret Service that deals with counterfeit, found almost $22 million out of ATMs already this year. That is insane, guys. $22 million. But again, look at the money. Protect yourself. There's such a problem right now when it comes to counterfeit everything, whether it's shopping, whether it's goods, whatever. The other thing is you have to look out for people using your credit cards nefariously. And check your statements. You know, you don't want to have a printed statement? Fine. Go online and check your accounts constantly. Make sure you know exactly what's going on, because it's nonsense. It's happening all the time. A friend of mine went to a gas station, AM, PM, and they determined that's where her card was compromised. Was it an employee? Was it the gas pump? Whatever. But they had all these fake charges, and then they were sent around the country. The card was. So from someone that lives in Nevada, she had charges in Alabama, Georgia, all these different places that she had never been in her life. So you have to check this. If she wouldn't have been diligent, she would have caught it at the end of the month. But it also would used all her credit, and she had to go out and get new cards issued and things like that. So check the ATM. I'm blown away that people are sticking fake money. They think they know the people that stuck the fake money in. Guys, when you walk up to an ATM, unless it's, you know, at the NASCAR track, you've got a camera on that stuff, okay? So they know who's putting the fake money in, or it's an employee, or it's somebody that works for the cash company, the armored car company carrying this. But man, oh man, it's wild, guys, because it's getting more and more and more right now. Let me know what you think about this. I'm going to finish this video with these two stories. And Melanie sent me something out of Illinois, Bellevue, Illinois, where she had a flyer put on her door from FEMA and said, hey, listen, if you are a victim of anything, let's get your name, your address, your phone number, your social. I'd love to see this form. But again, not even in the path, no damage in her city, but just a grab for information. Do not fill out things like this, guys. Don't give out your name, address, and information. If it's a secure portal, that's one thing. But a flyer on your door, that's insanity. There is a fintech company that is called Blue Owl. They just bought $2 billion of consumer debt, medical, credit card, a little bit of everything. Know your rights when it comes to this stuff. If you had a charge off, if you did not pay a bill, and all of a sudden you start getting calls from old creditors, there's only so much time that they can, you know, come and collect it. It's not forever, and don't pay it. Don't pay these things unless you have a strict agreement with them. Now, understand this, guys. These guys have bought this for pennies on the dollar. So let's say you owed $5,000, and all of a sudden they say, hey, listen, deadbeat, pay this, we're going to sue you. They're not going to sue you. What they do is they send out letters, they send out threats, and people go, oh gosh, they'll make a deal for 80 cents in the dollar. They'll make a deal for 50 cents in the dollar. Don't even make that deal, guys. Get an agreement with these people if you have to pay it, but make sure it's going to be wiped off your credit report, and get people to sign things and have them authorize this, because unfair debt collection is a crime. I had somebody, I told a story once on here years ago, and this woman reached out and said, you know, that's unfair debt collection, what they did. And she went out and got a lawyer, and they sued these people, and I got a check in the mail. It was crazy. So make sure you know about this stuff, guys, because there's laws against that, doing it wrong. Don't forget to hit the like button. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel. And again, if you know that you're going to have a challenging 2025, you can get yourself ready for it now, okay? Onward and upward. Email me hello@iallegedly, and I will see you guys. I hope I'm going to see you at Bob's seminar also. Details are below on that. I'll see you guys very soon.